produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I don't know how it's going to be that day when you and I miss heaven. It's going to be mind-blowing. And we will cry and cry and cry and cut ourselves. The Bible says those days people will be calling for death. Let me die. Let me die. Death will not come. That is why the Bible says many will run to mountains. Oh, let's forget about inspirational messages. Please, let's forget about some of the things that will inspire you when you come to church. Let's mean business. Because the world is going somewhere. Which is a sign that Jesus is coming. But he says, many will run to mountains. Let the mountains fall on me. The mountains will refuse to fall. Church is becoming an entertainment center. If you don't have a new dress, you'll not come. I was telling somebody that was the greatest mistake I made in life. And I will never forget. In my life, I missed church only once. Because I couldn't iron my dress. And I regret it. Why are we in church? The day which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Period. You have no other argument. This is the word of God forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Jesus is coming.
That I have to climb, Lord, for my sake.
Christianity is becoming one of the associations that we come to church like we are going to a family meeting. We come to church like our old school association meeting. We come to church just to build relationships. And some of us come to church because we want to meet somebody. Other churches or prayer centers, people just go there for a need to be met. That is why we have many prayer camps. Somebody is sick, the person goes there to go and pray. Somebody is having a challenge, the person goes there for prayers. But my brothers and sisters, that is not church. We come to church to praise God. We come to church to worship God. We come to church for an impartation. We come to church to hear the word of God and many more. But I believe above that, the ultimate is to prepare ourselves for heaven. No, that is the ultimate. That is the ultimate of coming to church. That is what I believe. We are in church to worship God. Yes, but I believe the ultimate for which every day we keep on talking and for some time now, many of us, the pastors, have stopped talking about heaven. Because when we hammer heaven much, it scares people and people leave church. Because of the sin in which we are, we don't want to hear. The Bible says in the last days, many will be itching to hear things that will please them. What you want to hear. That is why sometimes when we come to church, a message comes, we assume that somebody has reported me to the pastor. Or a friend has spoken to the pastor about me. So we come to church that you hear messages that will make us to be happy, or let me put it this way, we hear inspirational messages. But let us understand that the ultimate purpose, apart from everything, is for you and I to be prepared for the second coming of Jesus. It's for you and I to make it to heaven. I don't know how it's going to be that day when you and I miss heaven. It's going to be mind-blowing. And we will cry and cry and cry and cut ourselves. The Bible says those days, people will run, people will be calling for death. Let me die, let me die. Death will not come. And I assume that even you can take knife and be stabbing yourself, stabbing, am I right? Stabbing yourself. Let me die, no go come. That is why the Bible says many will run to mountains. Oh, let's forget about inspirational messages. Please, let's forget about some of the things that will inspire you when you come to church. Let's mean business. Because the word is going somewhere, which is a sign that Jesus is coming. The Bible says many will run to mountains. Let the mountains fall on me. The mountains will refuse to fall. Church is becoming the entertainment center. If you don't have a new dress, you will not come. If you don't have a ladies, you cannot do a new hair. My hair is not good, so I can't go to church. I was telling somebody that was the greatest mistake I made in life, and I will never forget. In my life, I missed church only once because I couldn't iron my dress, and I regretted. Everywhere I go, I keep on talking about this. Why are we in church? The ultimate goal is for you and I to be prepared. As I'm preaching, I am also taking my part. And you also take your part. For us to be prepared for the coming of Jesus. Now, the Bible is saying that some items have been listed. Some of them, which are not all. I said then, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Period. You have no other argument. You have nothing to say. This is the word of God forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. You have nothing. You have no argument. After all, who are you? Who am I to argue with the word of God? They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Jesus is coming. How prepared are we? He's coming. And you can decide. You can decide to take the word of God. You can decide not to take it. It will not prevent Jesus from coming. In fact, in Faith Chapel, we have decided that let's put the Bible aside and do our own thing. It will not stop Jesus from coming. People can believe in Jesus or not. It will not stop Jesus from coming. The world can turn against Christianity, but it will never stop Jesus from coming. You know, there is nothing that will stop him from coming. He will surely come. But how prepared are we? Now the Bible is saying that the items that have been listed, those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I am talking this morning on the topic, the works of the flesh. Things that impair manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. Things that impair manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. In other words, things that weaken or things that damage manifesting or showing forth the fruit of the Spirit. There are things that weaken our ability to manifest the fruit. There are things that damage our ability to show forth the fruit of the Spirit. That is so important. Now, what are those things? When we talk about the flesh, we are talking about the human body with reference to its needs and desires. If you are there, you can type this in for me quickly, please. When we talk about the flesh, we are talking about the human body with references to its needs and desires, especially contrast with the mind or the soul. Human body, flesh is anything between the bones and the whatever it is. That is the flesh, you know. But when we go further, it's our body, this body, with reference to its needs and desires. So anything the flesh needs, anything the flesh desires for, that is the flesh needs or the works of the flesh. Especially contrast to the mind or the soul. In other words, what the mind and our soul desire, the flesh will not allow us to have them. Remember, that is why we say the pleasure of the flesh, things that gratify the flesh, things that make the flesh happy. And anytime you don't want to go contrary to the, anytime you don't want to obey the flesh, there is a pain you must go through. Anything the flesh wants, the flesh desire, remember, is contrast to the soul and the mind. In the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 29, Acts 15:29. That ye abstain from meat offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourself, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. If you keep yourself, this is my point. If you keep yourself from the desires of the flesh or the works of the flesh, you will do well. The works are manifest or manifestation of the flesh. Things that the flesh want to do. And the Bible is saying that if you keep yourself from those things, you will do well. Are you a believer? Do you want to do well for God? Then keep yourself from those things. The works of the flesh. The first thing I want to talk about is sexual immorality. The works of the flesh. Sexual immorality. Alright, now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are this? Adultery. Fornication. Uncleanness, lasciviousness. Let me go this way. So, the first item mentioned, they are sexual immorality, which is in ascendancy now. As for sexual immorality now, is common. It's common, it's everywhere. What is sexual immorality? The Greek word used here a sexual immorality means general term for all unlawful sexual intercourse. Sexual immorality used here is a term referring to all unlawful sexual intercourse. In other words, sexual relationships that are not permitted. Sexual relationships that are against the will of God. Sexual relationships that Bible speaks against. So, any kind of sexual relationship, I don't know if we know that when we talk about sexual sin or sexual relationship, we are not talking about a man having an affair with a woman alone. Permit me. A man, permit me, excuse me, permit me. A man using his male organ and putting it into a female organ. That is not only sexual sin or sexual immorality. There are many areas of that. Let's go. Now, another explanation of sexual immorality is the evil ascribed to sexual acts that violate social convention. The evil ascribed to sexual acts that violate social convention. And when we talk about convention, we are talking about a behavior that is considered acceptable or polite to most members of society. Any sexual act that violates social convention is sexual immorality. Or any sexual act that is considered not acceptable by society is sexual immorality. I watched a video. A lady was kissing a dog. We see places where animals having sex with ladies, men having sex with animals. Now, some of these things is adultery, prostitution, fornication, homosexuality, bestiality, pornography. They are all included. Homosexuality. It blows my mind. It blows my mind that God created a woman for a man. God created a woman for a man. But we live in a world now, men are marrying men. And you will be shocked. We have these things in the church. This is demonic. It's all over. It's becoming unbecoming. How can I meet a man? This is a man. Huh? This place is for people. Are you getting me? This place is for people. And what demon that will come into my mind give me erection? That, excuse me to say, I will put my organ into where people are supposed to come. This is demonic at the highest level. And you will be shocked that we live in the world So come some of the men of God we know are doing it. Christians are doing that. Are we crazy? You meet a fellow man and you start kissing. The man is not near. You see, women, the breast is very powerful. It's the breast that energizes us. There's no breast. And you are able to ejaculate. Have erection. It's demonic. It's demonic. You see, God created women in such a way that when you look at their shape, oh, what are you talking about? Even their workings alone, when you look at them, you go feel something. Women are created. You know, God took time. You see, I want to assume that when God was creating a man, he had a picture, but he won't say, oh, let me try and see if it will work. When he created it, then pow, it worked. Then God said, I'm going to create a woman. Now, I've seen my mistakes now. As for the woman, let me add something. That is why God had polished the women like that. Yeah. So, with all, oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God help me, God help me. You see, now, so a man, you see a woman, you don't have feeling for a woman, you have a feeling for a man, demonic. Remember, those who practice such things will not enter into the kingdom of God. What do we want? Let me be wrong. Penis is for vagina, and vagina is for penis. You getting me? Don't mind my words. It's so important. So why now men, I recently in US, a pastor refused to bless that marriage and the pastor was arrested. This is where the society is going to. And we are happy about that. Nobody is talking about it. Nobody is talking about that. Nobody is talking about it. We are happy. Another worse one. Oh, all these cases, I've handled them. What I'm talking about, they are the, those gay people. Eh? They are gay. I've handled many of them within the church and outside the church. The next and the most dangerous one is the lesbians. Woman to woman. Woman to woman. And people are in the church, they are doing that. I nearly slapped a certain woman recently, and Osof Mami told me I should control myself. Some of women, they have stick. They have machines. They have machines. When they pluck it, it will be vibrating and they insert it. Is that a penis? They who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I'm talking about sexual immorality. People, there are women who use their own fingers on themselves. It's demonic. Now, they have society. Men have their society. Women have their society. Women are marrying women. And in the church. Please. My message this morning is this. These are the works of the flesh. If any of us is into that, we better repent. We better repent. You will go to hell. I'm not judging. You will go to hellfire. Because my Bible taught or teaches me that they will do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Get married if your time is you. Self-control is part of the fruit of the Spirit. We will come to that at the right time. Now, if it is too much, if a woman wants to help another woman, they want you to enter into that. Brothers and sisters, I believe you are in this church not because you just want to be here. You are here because you want to prepare yourself for heaven. Homosexuality. You see your fellow man, you feel for the man. A man who is not having breast, who is not having shankles. You feel for the same man. A woman, you meet a colleague woman who is not having proper organ. It's female organ. The way God created you, you need a man to penetrate, to make it nice. That is what Bible says. Homosexuality is killing the church. Thank God for the life of Atamos. Atamos came out to say, I don't want it. I don't want to talk. The next one in the system now. It was recently I heard the president crying. Mean to me, yes, sir. Those things, you know. It's becoming unbecoming. Please, go out there. Tell your fellow believers that this is demonic. There was a lady. Okay, let me end that one. Just take this. This is demonic. Homosexuality is against societal norms. So it's evil. Don't do it. Gay is demonic. Lesbianism is demonic. Don't get yourself involved unless you don't want to go to heaven. And I told the church last two Sunday. I told the church and I said, I'll be saying it here. You better go to the world and enjoy than stay in the church and be a hypocrite. If you are in the world, you make money. That be in the church, when you are doing it, you can't come up and make money. And you'll be suffering. Anytime you see your colleague with the same sex and you feel for, Remember, it's a way to hell. Remember, it's demonic. The Bible is against such things. Amen. May God help us in Jesus' name. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. The next one is bestiality, which I've said. That is a human being having sex with an animal. Having sex with an animal. Now, and some of you have these videos on your phone, you'll be watching. I met a lady. There were about two in Italy. I was preaching. Then God just spoke to me and I called them when we closed. She said she ran away from where she was, another country, because that was her work. They took her to Europe. She was just in a room. When those people, their dogs need something, they will come and pick her, send her to a dog to have an affair with. Then they will pay her master. A dog will have an affair with her. Then they will pay the master. What kind of word is this? And we are in the church joking. Human beings having sex with animals. Sexual immorality. You see, when you start using the anus of a man, even not only, do you know that even if you are a man, you use anus of a lady, it's demonic. It's not accepted by society. That is also sexual immorality. Society doesn't accept that. It's wrong. When you start with the anus, a time will come, you get tired of the anus. Then you move, look for an animal.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.